Hello, hello, hello. Hey, welcome to another show. It's Crazy Kevin with you. What have we got for you today? We've got interviews with some great businesses, fantastic musicians. We got our golden album of the week coming up as well. Plus lots and lots of fun. Oh, don't forget the fitness tips as well. You're listening to the Crazy Kevin Show. Hope you enjoy yourselves half as much as I enjoy myself. Hey!
Oh,
It's Crazy Kevin on Power FM, and it's our business talk. We've got a lovely gentleman here with me. What's your name?
Edward Thomas.
And whereabouts are we, Ed?
So we're currently in the display home here for GJ Gardner Homes, so up in Kearney Street, over on that side of Toowoomba, so the Kmart end, if you like. We've got a beautiful home here, the Fernbank 268.
Tell me a little bit about GJ Gardner. How did it start?
Well, GJ Gardner, it's a franchise business, so I'm one of the owners for the franchise business here in Toowoomba, but the actual business started back in 1983, so we're going back in time a bit there, and it was started by Greg Gardner, hence the GJ. Greg John Gardner started it in 1983, just as a one-man band doing speckies. So he bought land, put a home on it, built it, organised all the subcontractors, and that's how it started. And then it grew to six small offices all around the Sunshine Coast. Mooloolaba was the first one. And then eventually someone got on to him about the idea of franchising. And Toowoomba was one of the first franchises to franchise in the early 90s.
And now you're worldwide, aren't you?
We are worldwide, absolutely, yeah. New Zealand, we're big in New Zealand. If anyone watches the Rugby League or the Rugby Union, they'll have seen the GJ Gardner's logo on the back and front of the shirts. So New Zealand, also over in the USA as well. We've got 40 franchises in the States.
So if somebody's got a plot of land, can you do it from A to Z? You can build a home for them, help them design it?
Well, look, we can go even further than that, Kev. In a lot of cases, people will come to us and they haven't got a block of land and we'll help them with their search. That's really good where we can pick out the land for them. We can let them know any potential problems with the land. So in Toowoomba, soil type is a huge thing. There's some really good quality soils and there's some really difficult soils from the point of view of building. And that can make a difference of sometimes in excess of $30,000 across a build. So we like to help them at that stage, helping them find the land. But then, yeah, exactly, we'll help them through creating a design. So they might like one of our designs, which is fine. Or equally, they might like have a custom design. They might have something in their own mind and we'll sit and, you know, go through the sketches with them and create it for them, and then right through the process of building them and handing them the key.
Ed, are you beholden to all the companies for, say, flooring or electrical appliances and things like that?
Look, we have a preferred group, if you like, of suppliers, and they're people who've been loyal to us, so we want to be loyal to them. So we've got a flooring company that we use, and we've got an electrical supplier that we prefer. Beyond that, if someone's very particular and they've got someone that they view, let's say, for example, let's look at flooring, and they've got, say, a colleague or a family member that works or owns a flooring company, then quite often we can talk to that company, and as long as we can organise a preferential rate so it's the best for the customer, then we can include them on the build. So we can be very flexible from that point of view.
Behind you, you've got this big virtual display thing. Tell us, what's this innovation?
Look, it's a fantastic bit of kit, Kev. The virtual display board, it's a 70-inch board, and what we've done is we've got a computer system where we've loaded all of our designs onto that system, and it's driven by our architects, who are a company called Synergy based in Mooloolaba. They feed in the designs that we have, which are generally a 2D design, are then fed into this system so it comes out in a full three-dimensional viewpoint. So people looking at this screen behind me will see the home that they originally saw on paper in 3D, as if they're walking through a display. It's that good that when we pull up the home that we're currently seeing in the Fernbank 268, we show people the lounge room and then show them the lounge room on the screen. The two look identical. So the real beauty of this is when people are coming to us, and a lot of people have trouble visualising plans. They look at plans and they say, well, look, it's all very well on paper, but unless I see it, I don't know whether it's the right home for me. We can then take that from that paper to that 3D format. They can see it, they can believe it, and they can feel it, just as if they're in there. So really fantastic bit of kit. I'm encouraging people, if you're listening to this, come in and play with it. Come and use it and let us show you how good it is.
Well, talking about that then, Ed, how can people contact you?
Generally, most people like to just wander through the display. So we don't tend to run an appointment book. If you're in the area and you wanted to come through and you'd like to talk about houses from a no-obligation point of view, or whether you're keen to go forward, just walk in through our displays here. I've got a great team. I've got Dan and Rosie on the sales side here, very experienced with plans and very experienced in the way of building. So great people to talk to and have a chat with. Alternatively, you can have a chat with myself. If you're wanting us to meet you out on site, we can meet you out on site as well and look over your block. So myriad options. But look, first point of contact is always coming through the display and having a bit of a chat.
Ed, GJ also do things in the community as well, don't you?
Look, we do. We're heavily involved with Rotary I'm a chairman of one of the Rotary clubs locally, so we tend to feed as much as we can through that club. Like recently we did our GJ Gardner Golf Day, and we raised $6,000, which was fed back to the club, and that club are putting that into helping kids get essential surgeries. So that's more off-site, but also locally we've done plenty of things to help people. We were involved with the Rockville School a few years ago, helping with their garden project. We've renovated kitchens for the Toowoomba base for the homeless. So we're always out and about doing stuff. You don't always hear about it because we don't brag about it, but yeah, we're always doing a bit in the community. It's good to do.
So once again, tell us whereabouts is the display home.
So the display home's number 160 Kearney Street. So we're over that university Kmart side of town.
Any telephone numbers?
Best number is we've got a free phone number, so it doesn't cost anything. So everyone loves that. 132789.
Is there any websites that people can have a look at?
Yep, we've got a great website, so gjgardner.com.au, and you can link straight through to Toowoomba from there, and it'll give you all the relevant plans. Pricing, I tend to say, give us a call so we can make sure you're getting the very best price that we can offer you, because we've often got deals that don't make it to the website are available on the website. So if people want to have a look at plans through the website and see how it looks from a three-dimensional point of view, they can do it there.
Ed Thomas, it's been great chatting to you today from GJ Gardner's Homes. Another local business. Thanks so much, Ed.
Oh, thanks, Kevin.
Hey, that was another great chat with a business owner from around the region. Don't forget, if you'd like to come onto the show, all you got to do, drop me an email to crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com. And of course, it's crazy with a K. I look forward to having a lovely chat with you. Yes, it's time for the Golden Album of the Week. And do you know what? We spoke earlier to Ed from GJ Gardner, and he suggested The Game by Queen. Definitely some great tracks on this album. This is the 8th studio album by the British rock band Queen, released in 1980 by EMI Records and Elektra Records. The Game features a different sound than its predecessor, Jazz. The Game was the first Queen album to use a synthesizer. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to play another one, Bites the Dust. This was written by John Deacon, and it was suggested by Michael Jackson that they bring it out as a single. Also, another great fact about this song, it was used in a study to train medical professionals to provide the correct number of chest compressions per minute while performing CPR. The bass line has close to 110 beats per minute, and 100 to 120 chest compressions per minute are recommended by the British Heart Foundation. So here it is, it's our first track, our Golden Album, and it's Another One Bites the Dust. Let the dog in the studio. Let's get the dog out of the studio now. I'm trying to work here. It's Crazy Kevin with you on Power FM. Well, we play the music that you want to hear.
No one told you that. way. Your job's a joke, you broke. Good luck, life's to your way. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. When it hasn't been your day, your week, your month, or even your year. But I'll be there for you.
It's time for our second track from the Golden Album of the Week, and it's from The Game by Queen, suggested by Ed from GJ Gardner Holmes. What we've got for you next, we've got Sail Away Sweet Sister, and it was written by Brian May and features him on lead vocals. The bridge was sung by Mercury, and the song was recorded in 1979. It's never been performed live by Queen, but it has been by Guns N' Roses. So here we go. Sail Away, Sweet Sister. And don't forget, if you'd like a Golden Album of the Week, it's so easy. Just drop me an email to crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com and we'll put your Golden Album on The Crazy Kevin Show. Here's Sail Away, Sweet Sister.
Hey, little babe, you're changing. Babe, are you feeling sore? Ain't no use in pretending you don't wanna play no more. It's plain that you ain't no baby. What would your mother say? You're all dressed up like a lady. How come you behave this way? Sail away, sweet sister. Sail across the sea. Maybe you'll find somebody who love you half as much as me. Take it the way you want. know you're young, you got your whole life ahead of you. You can throw it away too soon.
Kevin, he loves his food, especially chocolate.
It's Crazy Kevin out and about meeting great bands from around the Toowoomba region, and I've got a lovely gentleman here with me. What's your name?
Jacob Krog.
Now, Jacob, what's your band called?
Sang Freud.
Why is it called Sang Freud?
Well, it's just we came across it in the dictionary, and it means calm under pressure, so we sort of feel rock and roll is sort of calm under pressure, you know. When you're on stage in front of people, you've got to maintain that composure.
But I thought
Sang Freud.
I was thinking calm under pressure. Like rockers, they just rock.
No, you've got to still maintain composure and play your music and do your art.
So how many's in the band then?
There's three of us, just bass, drums, and guitar.
What do you play?
Oh, I'm the bassist. Yeah.
Are you the driving force behind everything then?
I'd say I'm the hype man. So we all play a very integral role in our band. We consider our band Sang Freud, or the name Sang Freud, as its own entity. Like the energy we create in a band forms another entity, which we name Sang Freud.
That's amazing. Well, so who writes the songs then?
Well, our guitarist is quite a few years older than us, and he's been writing music since he was 18. So we've had a lot of backlog, and we all take turns in writing songs. I've written a few over the years, but Shane Cowell, he is a master songwriter. It just comes out of him, just spews like there.
Like, so what sort of musical influences have you got? Who do you like?
I'm really big on Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
As well as...
Is that Flea?
Yeah, massive Flea fan. My God, I could kiss the man if I could. Also, like, Dr. Hook, you know, my mother's influence, pretty old school, 60s pop, 60s rock, 70s, 80s, you know. I really love the funk era as well, like the 70s funk, disco, awesome stuff, Parliament Funkadelic, you know, Sly and the Family Stone, all that sort of...
Dance to the music.
Yeah, man, we're big on dancing.
So you was on Triple J on Earth then, tell us about that.
So we've got three songs on Triple J on Earth, and you can regulate your songs, and so we've got 127 possible songs we could use that have all mastered and recorded in our own home studio. We've got three up there at the moment, and, you know, it's free for all artists to use, so I recommend everyone go and get their music on Unearth and start sharing it.
We're talking about sharing things and finding out about you. How can people get in contact with you?
Well, through Facebook. Find us on Sang Freud on Facebook, as well as we have our own YouTube channel, which we're constantly uploading original songs and videos and full-length shows, like, you know, whatever you're doing. But the channel is called Sang Freud Official. So, yeah, just type that into your YouTube search engine and away you go.
Well, Jacob, listen, what are you going to play for us now then? What's this song called?
The song you're about to hear is Too Much. It's sort of the way we look at some bands we've played with. They don't show the energy. I'm sure they're playing like they want to, like they're loving it, but I'd like to see them show it a bit more. So we wrote a song sort of about too much, you know. Just not enough.
Looking forward to hearing it. Thanks a lot for chatting to me today.
Thank you, Kevin. It's been a pleasure.
Too much vigor, not enough soul. Your fat face, whitey, stiff as bone. So much fire, not enough ice. Too much. enough swing. Thousand fat foot whitey scared to sing. So much rock, none of roll. No monkey ain't made out of stone.
Great interview with one of our local musicians. Don't forget, if you're a musician, a singer, a band, whatever, drop me an email to crazykevinparfm@gmail.com and let's get you on the show. I look forward to hearing from you and putting you on The Crazy Kevin Show.
Love.
joke time. Now, during a visit to my doctor, I asked him, how do you determine whether or not an older person should be put in an old age home? Well, he said, we fill a bathtub up, then we offer a teaspoon, a teacup and a bucket to the person to empty the bathtub. Oh, I understand, I said. A normal person would use the bucket because it's bigger than the spoon or the teacup. No, he said, a normal person would pull the plug out. Now, where do you want the bed? Near the window overlooking the gardens? Time for another fitness tip from Sarah from the World Gym. How are you doing today, Sarah?
I'm going grand. How are you?
I'm feeling great. It's great as always talking to you. Now, today's tip, could you tell me a guide how to read nutritional facts?
Of course I can. We have two different guides. We've got the do's and the don'ts. First off are the don'ts. Don't be fooled by buzzwords like all natural or gluten-free. Don't feel self-conscious evaluating labels in the grocery store. Take your time, read it. It's your body. You've got to look after it. Don't forget, it is the quality of the calories, not quantity, that counts.
Wow. So what are the do's then?
Do, pay attention to serving sizes and calculate nutrition facts for the amount you're actually eating. Do keep in mind that a 5% daily value or less is low and a 20% daily value or more is high. Try to limit sodium intake to under 1500 mg a day. Remember that carbs break down as sugar in your body. And do get enough fiber, protein, vitamins and minerals in your daily diet.
Once again, another great fitness tip from Sarah from World Gym. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks, Kevin.
Carolina, wind your body, girl. Make the new say of it for my dad.
No, I've got to keep an eye on that clock. Is that the time already? Well, Crazy Kevin Show, that's me. The show has come to an end. But don't forget, as always, send me any jokes. If you'd like to have an interview, if you've got a business or a musician, or you've even got a golden album of the week, drop me an email, as always, to crazykevinparfm@gmail.com. I look forward to seeing you again. And once again, bye-bye for now. Keep it safe and always have a smile on your face.